Precious heart dwellers, may the peace of Jesus, which passes all understanding, keep your heart stayed on him and your faithful assignments from him, remembering that unless the Lord guards the house, those who guard it do so in vain. The Lord began, I want to talk to you about whisperings, things that do not bode well, but evil. One of the reasons you've been instructed not to peruse the internet news and alternative news sites is because they're being used to disturb people's peace. It creates a rush to cover oneself and survive what is supposedly coming. There are many people who profit financially from this. It is the worst kind of treachery inside the Christian prophetic community. Authentic prophets do not inspire you to go out and buy. They inspire you to seek me and come into my peace, my instruction. Over half the things that are told to you on the internet will never happen. And when the other half does, you will not be here. There's a small segment of humanity, the remnant, that I am preparing for these times. But for the most part, preparations for the disasters that will occur, especially political, that are being made by the general population, will do them no good at all. There will be rioting and looting, and if you have something, it will be taken from you, either by the government or desperate people. I do not say this to scare you, but to get your priorities straight. Unless the Lord guards the house, he who guards it does so in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. That's Psalm 127. My daughter, there are many among your listeners who are still perusing the daily hype about what's coming and when. They are missing the point. Their attention is on self-preservation and fear. I would have them reaching out to others in ministry, not fear-mongering. I'm very unhappy with this behavior. I have told you all numerous times, I will watch over you and protect you if you are about my business. I would almost like to say, but if you're busy about your own protection, I won't interfere. But then there's my mercy. I have gone through great pains to keep this group on track. What I give to you here is grain directly from my hand, not from the grain merchants, the ones who are spreading terror and fear. I abhor this practice. Can I say it any stronger? I hate, hate, hate false reports that spread fear. I love, love, love the behavior of those who ignore all of that and stay busy about my mission for their life. I will bless them over and over again, and should they be caught in a conflagration, I myself will be their deliverance. I will be faithful to them because they were faithful to me. Do you understand this, Claire? I am your one and only protection. Those who have chosen to protect themselves, well, I won't interfere. Let them do as they please. While all around them are souls that needed to be ministered to, they're busy gathering the latest hype and passing it on to others. Look at how many false alarms have been sounded since you've been on the internet. Thousands, I tell you, thousands. And which ones have come to pass? Not even one. Don't you see? You who are mesmerized by these supposed prophecies, you're being played by the devils. You didn't obey me and stay away from these false reports, and now you're dying 1,000 deaths of the coward while my faithful ones are rejoicing in the souls they are bringing to salvation. I ask you, my children, who should I protect? the ones that are fear-mongering, or the ones that are oblivious and busy about my ministry? So there you have it. If you could see who's really behind this and their real motives, you would be shocked, totally shocked. Not that the ones who broadcast this stuff are concocting it. Rather, they are repeating what others have concocted to steer the gullible sheep all over the world. Yes, we are in the end times. Yes, there are things on the way. Yes, I will give you prayer burdens to change the course of history. But I don't care what any man sees in his telescope. I am still God. I am still God. I am still God. So even the most astute prognosticators and scientists may see what is, but they do not see who I am. They do not see what I do. They only see the hard evidence, not the one who created it, and what he will allow and what he will not allow. Wake up, my people. Produce fruits of repentance, worthy of being saved on that day. You're chasing your tails, people. You're wasting precious moments of time that have been granted to you for the other souls who need me. You will look back on what you did in your life at this time and be distraught when you see the opportunities you passed from ministry to the hurting and lost souls all around you because you were so busy seeking the latest news on the latest comet. What else can I say to you, my children? Please, stop this behavior and get busy with the lost. I am not fooling with you. I am dead serious. You are putting yourselves in harm's way by ignoring the real needs of my kingdom, ones that I send you daily. When the time comes for the worst humanity has ever seen, I myself will deliver you. If you yourself are relying on me and me alone and have put your attention on the souls I send you, I myself will guard you. Oh, Lord, this is such a strong message. He replied, good. I wanted to get the point across. I hope it sinks in. I am anointing it to produce repentance for the selfish way my people are behaving. Not too long ago you were in this group, but you repented and changed your ways. You may remain oblivious to it all, though you live in an adobe house, though you have threatening situations. I am your God, and you are living for me now, and my angels have been assigned. You may rest in assurance, Claire. You have nothing to fear. And for those of you who are following this example, you also have nothing to fear.